A Colorado hospital is in the middle of a malpractice lawsuit. That's not unusual. Lawsuits are filed all the time. What is unusual to some is the legal defense this Catholic hospital is using. Jeremy Stodgill is suing St. Thomas More Hospital in Colorado for the wrongful deaths of his wife and their unborn twins. But St. Thomas More claims it can't be held liable for the death of the fetuses because fetuses are not people. And that contradicts church teaching that human life is sacred from the moment of conception. Bob Santana covers religion for the Tennessean newspaper, and he's been following this story. So, Bob, tell us more about this sad event in the hospital.
This happened in 2006. My mom, who was 7 months pregnant, came in. She wasn't feeling well. She had a heart attack. There was a delay in doctor getting there, and so there was no C-section performed. Now, at 7 months, a fetus, a developing child, is often viable. So there was no C-section. The dad sued, saying if he'd performed a C-section, these two children would have survived. Mm-hmm. The church, quoting Colorado law, saying, no, we're not liable because under the law, the fetus is not a person.
Well, what's been the reaction to this, given what the church has previously said about fetuses?
Here's what's happening. We've got all these, you know, this is the anniversary of Roe versus Wade. So the bishops are making a very big push for the personhood of unborn children. You've got all these lawsuits against the contraceptive mandate where the church is saying, look, we can't abide by this law because it'll break our conscience.
And some of these lawsuits may even end up in the Supreme Court.
Yes, and now in this case we have a law that violates church teaching, but they're complying with the law because it's to their advantage in the lawsuit. So that's what's gotten people upset. I think the bishops said this isn't the message we want to send. I think you've got Richard Land, who's a Southern Baptist ethicist and usually sides with the Catholic Church on these issues, basically said, look, they're legally right, they're morally wrong.
Well, St. Thomas More, again in Colorado, is part of a big Catholic hospital group. They're run by Catholic Health Initiatives. They have 78 hospitals in 14 states. Is the message they are sending out now, fetuses are not viable?
They're not going to come in the suit. They're saying we're going to abide by Catholic teaching. I think what their lawyer didn't really say is, this is the law in Colorado. But we believe that their fetus is a person under our teaching, but the law says we can't be sued. And, you know, I think one of the issues here is this is a $1.4 billion company. So they're a giant healthcare provider, but they're also a Catholic ministry. So these two kind of things collided here.
Well, and they've collided before. You found a lawsuit in Florida in the mid-90s in which a Catholic hospital also argued they were not liable for the death of an unborn child.
Yes, and it's the exact same argument. The law there said the fetus couldn't be protected under the law. So their attorney said in his public comments that we're not saying that the fetus isn't a person. We're saying that under the law they can't bring a suit.
Because the law says that the fetus is not a person.
Yeah, so there's no one saying that the Catholic hospital did anything illegally. I think what's happened is people say, look at this, and I think the dad has even said, look, the Catholic Church says they're a person, they're a person, they're a person. And now we bring the suit, and they're not a person all of a sudden.
You know, and he would say it's hypocritical.
It's hypocritical, he would. You know, there's a little bit of a catch-22. If part of the reason they're not considered a person is they weren't born. But if there was a C-section, they would have been born.
By the way, that just raises a question that I had. Why aren't they being sued for not having a doctor on watch during a birth?
That's part of the question. That's part of the thing being brought up in the suit.
Yeah.
Another medical ethicist I spoke with, she said, why didn't the hospital move faster? Because of the church teaching on the value of unborn life, move faster here. So that's the unknown question.
Yeah. Well, meanwhile, in researching this, you found another story in 2010. St. Joseph Hospital and Medical Center in Phoenix, Arizona, apparently performed an abortion because they thought it was necessary to save a mother's life. That's certainly not church teaching either.
No, and that's what they got in trouble. They have a board, you know, every hospital has an ethical board, and this ethical board said, look, this mom's going to die if we don't do this. And so the ethical board gave the go-ahead. And so the bishop out there said, no, you can't do that. And he came down almost in saying, look, it would have been more ethical to let her die than to perform this abortion. So that's got a lot of play. It's gotten a lot of controversy. The bishop said, look, you cannot be involved in this. The church has this whole mission to change the culture and to say we want to protect these lives that are still in the womb. So this defensive lawsuit kind of runs in the face of all of that.
Yeah. Bob Smetana, who covers religion for the Tennessean, on St. Thomas More, the Catholic hospital in Colorado that's defending itself in a lawsuit by saying a fetus is not a person. Bob, thanks so much.
Oh, you're welcome.